encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. How fun today we get to pray here on Encouraging Prayer again. But today, Pastor, we're going to pray through really like a psalm that was custom made for our current situation.
That's right. You know, here a lot of us are under quarantine or, locked down with the COVID virus concerns. And Psalm 91 is a great psalm to pray because it reminds us of God's goodness and sovereignty, and also speaks about a plague and pestilence. And so, as we're all learning new skills while we're having to innovate, we thought that one of the skills that we would work on today is just praying the Word of God. And we encourage our listeners to pray along with us. We're just going to jump in, read, and pray verse by verse. So reading from the NIV, Psalm 91, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Lord, we praise you that you are the Most High, that you are over this situation entirely, and that we can rest in you, that we can find peace that this world cannot give because of your goodness to us.
Oh, and Lord, I love that word Almighty, that I know is El Shaddai, and that means that you are going to comfort us if we can just sort of latch on to you. "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust."
Lord, thank you that you are our fortress and that we can run to you and be safe in you. That ultimately, while the world may do us harm, there is no eternal harm that it can do to us. We are safe in your hand. Verse 3 tells us, "Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence." Lord, you are sovereign over all of this, and you are completely able to save. And so we pray that you would. We pray for our listeners. We ask, Lord, that you would keep them from every harm, that you would watch over them. Again, as we prayed last week, there's no such thing as a random molecule. You are over all of it. And we ask that you would preserve each one and keep them safe.
And God, as you say in verse 4, that you will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we will find refuge, Lord. What an amazing thing, just like Jesus said to those in Jerusalem. His faithfulness will be our shield and our rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Lord, we do pray for all of us listening, and even for our families and our loved ones and our churches in this world, Lord, that you would stop the pestilence that stalks in the darkness and the plague that is destroying at midday. And on my heart is the city of New York and those people who are terrified right now, that they would feel your hand of stopping this plague.
Lord, thank you that we can take refuge under your wings. Thank you that you are faithful. And thank you that we need not fear the terror of the night, the pestilence that stalks in darkness, the plague that destroys, because you are greater than all of these things. Help us to build our world on that, to build our world on you. The psalm goes on in verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Oh, Lord, may this be so for your people. But, Father, thank you that you are using even this time to make us more sensitive to our dependence on you in every circumstance, for every breath. Verse 8 goes on, you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. And Lord, we know that we live in a broken world. We know that the wages of sin is death. But oh, Father, we do pray for mercy. We pray for mercy for all people, that they may come to you. Verse 9 says, if you say the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift up you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Lord, help us to think rightly in this. I'm aware that this is a verse that Satan tried to use to tempt Jesus. And so I ask that you would help us to understand as we look at your word, as we look at your circumstance, or our circumstances, that you don't promise us that troubles will not come. Lord Jesus, you said in this world you will have trouble, but you have overcome the world. And so we look to you as the one who has overcome everything that we face. We thank you that your angels are around us. We thank you that we are secure in you. And Lord, because of the safety you give us, again, we run to you. We run to you. Where else do we have to turn?
And it goes on in verse 13, you will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion, the serpent, and the serpent. Lord, we pray that you would give us that hope, that we know that you have this and you have us. And I love verse 14, says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him and I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Lord, help us to do that very thing, acknowledge that you are the name above all names, and that you are way over all our circumstances. And there is but one story that we can have hope in, that we know who wins and how this will end.
The great lion, the cobra, the serpent, all of these things, we add to them the virus, because you are greater. You are greater than all of it. Verse 15 goes on, he will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, thank you that we can call on you. Thank you that you are always with us. You never forsake us. Thank you, Lord, that you even honor us. You give us such amazing hope and help. And you give us the promise not only of long life, oh, you give us the promise of eternal life. And so, Lord, that is our hope, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and that one day all of this will be past. Oh, we look forward to you most of all, our beautiful Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.